Hello and welcome back. It's time to learn and improve your American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is. Today we have two stories for you to study. The first concerns religion in the Middle East. The second has some good news from the world of science. If you are ready, let's get started with part one. A new report says the number of Middle Eastern countries experiencing religious violence has doubled since 2011. The American-based Pew Research Center reported recently that the number rose from 5 to 10. The center studied violence between religious groups in the Middle East. Bob Doty has more on the group's findings.
The study found an increase in conflicts based on religious disputes. It also found that Christians faced oppression in a growing number of countries in the Middle East. Experts say nearly 1 million Christians have been forced to flee their homes in Iraq. 500,000 others have left Syria. In Egypt, attackers set fire to a number of Coptic religious centers. Yvonne Haddad teaches the history of Islam and Christian-Muslim relations at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. She says the number of Christians in the city of Jerusalem has been falling for many years.
At one time, there was an estimate that 25% of the citizens of what is now called East Jerusalem were Christian. Now they're less than 2%.
Professor Haddad says political developments and discrimination have caused the drop in the Middle East's Christian population. She says the formation of the State of Israel in 1947 resulted in displacement of Christians in the Galilee, which was mostly a Christian community. Then, the 1967 war pushed out more Christians who were living near Jerusalem. She notes that the United States-led invasion of Iraq in 2003 resulted in setting religious groups against each other. Recently, when Islamic State forces took control of some areas in Iraq and Syria, Christians were told either to accept Islam, leave their homes, or die. Some Christian leaders are appealing to the world not to remain uncaring. Patriarch Luis Rafael Seco is president of the Assembly of the Catholic Bishops in Iraq. He wrote an open letter, which was made public last month. He wrote that what has happened to Iraqi Christians and other minorities is terrible and horrible. He says urgent and effective international support from all goodwill people is needed to save the Christians and another group, the Yazidis, from dying out. The Reverend Rafaat Bader is president of the Center for Catholic Studies and Information in Amman, Jordan. He says Christians are facing discrimination throughout the Middle East. He notes that every time a constitution states that Islam is the official religion of the state, Christian citizens are not treated equally. Paul Salem is vice president for policy and research at the Middle East Institute in Washington. He says Christians have become targets for militant Muslims. He hopes that the decline of the Christian population could be stopped by ending civil wars, reestablishing law and order, and fixing mistakes in laws and constitutions. I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to The Voice of America. We are coming to you from Washington. A United Nations report says Earth's protective ozone layer is on its way to recovering by the middle of the century. The UN's Environment Program and the World Meteorological Organization released the report last week. Katie Weaver tells us more.
The new report says the Earth's ozone layer is showing signs of recovery. Ozone is a form of oxygen. It is found in the air we breathe and in Earth's atmosphere. The ozone layer in the upper atmosphere protects life on Earth. The ozone there blocks harmful radiation from the sun. But near Earth, ozone is a common pollutant. It can harm people, crops, and other plants. The UN report says the ozone layer appears to be improving because of a reduction of industrial chemicals into the air. Scientists say the improving conditions are a result of an international treaty signed in 1987. It is called the Montreal Protocol. The Montreal Protocol was meant to end the use of or sharply reduce over 100 known ozone-depleting substances. It banned ozone-depleting chemicals, including man-made chlorofluorocarbons, also known as CFCs. They were once widely used in refrigerators, spray cans, insulation foam, and fire suppression products. The report comes as good news for Geir Braten, a scientific officer with the World Meteorological Organization. He says a lot has changed for the better since the UN agency released its last report on ozone depletion 4 years ago.
Now, for the first time in this report, we say that we see indications of a small increase in total ozone. So that means that recovery of the ozone layer in terms of total ozone has just started. If you go more specifically at the higher level, up at 40 kilometers in the stratosphere, high above the ground, there one sees a clear increase in ozone in recent years.
Geir Braten says this is a sign that the amount of ozone-depleting gases is decreasing, and ozone levels are on the way up again. The stratospheric ozone layer is a fragile shield of gas. It protects the Earth from harmful ultraviolet radiation. The UN Environment Program says the Montreal Protocol will prevent 2 million cases of skin cancer each year by 2030. Officials say it will also help prevent damage to human eyes and immune systems, which protect the body against disease. The report finds the discontinuation of ozone-depleting substances